Let's see if the world agrees with you when it comes to celebrity and who is more famous.
Okay.
See if you agree with everybody else in this world. So I'm going to give
glad
you.
I'm glad you're asking me this because just today I had a conversation with a friend of mine. If Tyra Banks was more famous than Rihanna, or is Rihanna more famous than Tyra Banks?
Oh, Rihanna's more famous than Tyra Banks.
That was my argument, but they said that Tyra was a supermodel in a lot of countries all over the world. America's Next Top Model is in a million different languages, and the Tyra Show is still running all over the world. So in some areas, to some people, Tyra's more famous than Rihanna. I don't think so, but okay.
Chris Hemsworth or Reese Witherspoon, are they equal or different?
No, Chris Hemsworth is more famous because of the Marvel movies, and the Marvel movies are international.
But Reese has been in movies and TV forever.
Yeah, Election and Legally Blonde. I mean, it feels like Reese Witherspoon is more famous. She has won an Oscar. But the stuff that she does is very American and very local and very like a very specific audience of women. Chris Hemsworth is famous all over the world. Plus, she's American, he's Australian, and I know who he is.
42% said Reese. So 17% said they're equal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, they're equal. So,
but he's Thor.
Yeah, but if you walk into a restaurant and he walks in and she walks in, you're going to know who she is, I think, before him.
Well, I am because I'm a Reese Witherspoon fan and I've been watching her movies and loving every television show, everything she's done. But I'm her audience. I just think most people, especially Marvel fans, which is everybody in the world, would know Chris Hemsworth.
So this is a hard one. Dwayne Johnson, Robert Downey Jr.
Not a hard one.
Who's more famous?
Oh, maybe it is hard because, again, Robert Downey Jr.
is Iron Man.
Yeah, but The Rock is The Rock.
He's in everything.
Everything. He's the most followed celebrity on Instagram. He's in the highest grossing movies. There's a television show just based on his life.
Robert's been in the movies and TV long before The Rock was.
Yeah. But have you been watching Young Rock?
No, no.
It's very good. I was surprised at how much I liked it. It's really charming.
Yeah, I can't wait.
This is tough. I'm going to say, I know Robert Downey Jr. has been famous longer, but I think other than Iron Man, I don't know what people know him for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chaplin, but I don't think most people know that.
No.
I'm going to say The Rock is more famous.
Yeah, 45% of people said The Rock. And 20% said equal. So I think if you're in a restaurant and The Rock walks in, you're going to notice him before you notice Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah. Plus, Robert Downey Jr. doesn't look like himself in person. The Rock does.
Yeah, and he really stands out. All right, Emma Stone, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, definitely Ryan. No one knows who Emma Stone is. I had to explain to a friend of mine who works in television who Emma Stone was because they forgot. Which one is she? Oh, she's the famous one. Like, of all the Emmas, yeah, she's the one that you should know. No, definitely not Emma Stone.
Yeah, 75% of people said Deadpool.
Yeah, definitely Deadpool, please.
All right. Ariana Grande, Rihanna.
Oh.
They're equal one is more famous? Or I don't know who they are.
Well, no. If you don't know who they are, you're taking the wrong quiz. No, we were just talking about that Rihanna is more famous than Tyra, but is she more famous than Ariana Grande? I'm going to say they're equal.
15% of people said equal, but 61% said Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Yeah, almost double. So Rihanna had 145,000 votes. Ariana had 54,000.
My instinct was to go with Rihanna because she does have more popularity. She's a billionaire and Ariana Grande is not. Rihanna has her Fenty line. She's pregnant right now with ASAP Rocky's baby. Like, we care about her a lot more. You know what? I mean, Ariana Grande, amazing singer. She dated Pete Davidson. Tell me one other thing about her.
Yeah. Other than the movie Up, which her part could have been cut totally. So, yeah, I don't know. Two people, Tom Hanks, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, Tom Hanks, way more famous.
Yeah, it's not even close. 82% of people said Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh Jackman, other than Wolverine, what else has he done?
Yeah, this is a hard one. Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran.
Ooh,
both Atlantic Records, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one. That one could almost be their equal.
I would probably go out on a limb and say they're equal, except I think Ed Sheeran is probably more famous right now.
Yeah, 60% Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruno Mars needs another hit album.
No, that's not what it is. It's the fact that we don't really care about Bruno Mars's personal life. We don't care who he hangs out with. We don't care about all the gossip about him. But the minute Ed Sheeran does anything, you know, the fact that he wore the engagement ring and he's friends with Taylor Swift and he's good friends with everyone from Game of Thrones. And, you know, we keep hearing little tidbits about him. Like, he makes news. Bruno Mars doesn't. He's just a musician, which is great for him, but we don't really care about who he's dating.
He's a really, really good musician, by the way. You got two celebrities who's more famous, Natalie Portman, Ryan Gosling.
Neither? Is neither an option?
2% of people said, I don't know who they are.
Oh, no, but people know who they are, please. I'm going to say Natalie Portman because of all the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling, 53%.
Wow, you're kidding.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence, Emma Watson. I think they're equal.
They're probably, that's tough because Emma Watson is from all the Harry Potter movies. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Lawrence is in so much stuff and we care about her life and her new baby and her Oscar and
What did the world say? Emma Watson, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Emma Watson, number one, 46% to 41% Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, so it's pretty close.
It's pretty close. So 12% of people said they're equal. J-Lo, Lady Gaga.
That's really hard. Yeah, I'm going to say J-Lo. I know. J-Lo does, maybe not anymore because Lady Gaga's doing movies now. This one's tough because if you think about, okay, so Lady Gaga's music, huge, but she hasn't been around as long as J-Lo. J-Lo's done more movies. You know, Lady Gaga's just starting in movies, but J-Lo's movies suck because she's not that good except for Hustler, whereas Lady Gaga is an amazing talent across the board. So it's who's more famous?
Right.
Are we talking about who's more famous?
Yes. Who do you think is more famous?
J-Lo.
J-Lo, 44%. Lady Gaga, 43%.
Oh, good. Okay, so it's close. So it's very close. It's basically equal. Okay,
yeah, 3,000 votes separates the both. 13% of people said they're equal. 794 people said, I don't know who they are.
No, but you don't have to tell me what percentage said they're equal. The fact that it's 41% to 43%, that says they're equal.
Right. Samuel L. Jackson, Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah. Yeah, 55% of people said Will Smith.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson's a better actor, but
yeah,
Will Smith is more famous. Scarlett Johansson, Jake Gyllenhaal.
That feels a little bit equal to me because
they're the same person.
Yeah, the one's the male version of the other. One's the female version of the other.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Well, I'm looking at the results here, and the results speak volumes. Scarlett Johansson, 77%.
I was going to say the reason why she's probably more famous is because Black Widow. Again, Marvel.
So it's Marvel. Okay, Shawn Mendes, Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Don't even, please. Sean who?
Yeah, 80% Harry Styles.
That's it?
Yeah, 80%.
Only 80%?
Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman.
Probably Nicole Kidman, because she's in so much stuff. She's right now doing the Ricardos. Sandra Bullock has been gone for a while. She got that new movie, The Lost City, that's trying to keep her career afloat, but it doesn't seem to be doing it. Yeah, Nicole Kidman's way more famous.
58% of people said Sandy.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear that, actually.
Because you know me, I don't like Nicole Kidman. I think she's awful. I do not understand what people see in her. I don't get her as an actress. I'm sure she's a lovely human being. I'm sure if she was sitting right here with me, she'd be lovely and sweet and nice. And as a person, I would adore her. But I just do not get her as an actress. I just think she's terrible.
Yeah, who would I marry if I had a chance to marry either of them? It would be Sandra.
Oh, Sandy. Oh, for sure.
In a heartbeat.
Way hotter.
Okay, this is a hard one. Even for me, this is hard. Will Ferrell, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, way more famous.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Will Ferrell has been in nothing for like 10 years. Jennifer Aniston has won dozens of awards for Morning Show. Mm-hmm. She's Jennifer Aniston. She's got tons of commercials and movies. They just did a Friends reunion. We really cared about was she and Ross like really a couple? Who's she dating? I could care less about. It always comes down to whose personal life do you want to know more about? I could give two shits about Will Ferrell's personal life. Jennifer Aniston, who's she dating now? I want to know.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, 70%. 1,100 people said, I don't know who they are.
Wait a minute. 1,100 people didn't know who Jennifer Aniston was.
Or Will Ferrell.
Well, I could see them not knowing who Will Ferrell is. He hasn't been famous for 20 years.
Katy Perry, Selena Gomez.
Katy Perry's doing American Idol, so I think that makes her more famous now. Mm. Selena Gomez is doing Only Murders in the Building, which is a very small audience who actually have Hulu.
And can find it on Hulu.
And can find it. So I'm going to go, yeah, definitely. I love Selena Gomez, but it's probably Katy Perry.
Yeah, I'm going to vote other than Tom Holland. It's the only one I know. Timothy Chalamet,
uh-huh.
Or Tom Holland.
Oh, no, Timothy Chalamet. Oh, wait, man. Tom Holland.
Yeah, I don't know who Timothy is. I know who Tom is.
You know who Timothy Chalamet is.
I do. Yeah. Well, 80% of people said Spider-Man, so.
Well, I was going to say Tom Holland because he's, A, because he's Spider-Man, and B, he's dating Zendaya.
And he's Spider-Man. Yeah. Which, by the way, the new Spider-Man, very good. I give it 2 thumbs up. Who do you think is more famous, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Alba?
Oh, Anne Hathaway. Jessica Alba hasn't done anything in years. Jessica Alba is busy making baby products.
Yeah, 84% of people agree with you on that one. Steve Carell, Adam Sandler.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's a hard one because Steve Carell's super famous. Are you watching?
No.
Air Force, what's it called? Air Force, whatever that. What's that show that he's doing where he's in NASA?
Yeah, no, I can't.
On Netflix?
I can't with that.
It's not called Air Force One, but it's something like that.
Right. I can't with that. So
yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
It has to be Adam Sandler because. Oh, well, hang on a second. Let's game this out. Adam Sandler's movies are iconic. He's one of the most watched celebrities, his movies on Netflix.
Every time he comes out with a movie on Netflix, it's number one.
It's number one. So he's beloved.
Mm-hmm.
He loves bulldogs, which, you know, for me, that's important. But Steve Carell, aside from the bazillion movies he's done, remember, he's also in The Office, which have been having a huge resurgence.
But he's always played second fiddle. In movies, when he's the lead, the movie really doesn't do well.
Hang on. He's with Jennifer Aniston in The Morning Show as well.
I know, but he looks like a complete douchebag.
That's his character. His character's a douchebag.
It's hard for me to separate that. Now I think Steve Carell should be banned because he plays that part so well.
I think you just convinced me Adam Sandler's more famous.
Yeah, 57% of people said Adam Sandler. The Weeknd? Mm. Miley Cyrus.
No, they are 100% equal.
Really?
I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why. The Weeknd, his music is always number one. He's like one of the most powerful musicians. What does he have, like 7 Grammys, something like that? He's a huge, every time he puts a song out, it jumps to number one and stays there for weeks. Everybody loves him. But again, nobody cares about who he's dating unless he was dating Bella Hadid, but that was like a hot second, so no one really cares. While he is really famous, there's nothing else. We don't know anything else about him, whereas Miley.
We know everything.
We know everything. We love her music. She was Hannah Montana. Every time she goes on SNL, it's the first time they get ratings in years. Mm-hmm. I feel like Miley Cyrus really has whatever it is. I mean, you and I have interviewed her. We've met her. She has it.
If you called my mom and said, "Who do you like more, The Weeknd or Miley Cyrus?" My mom has no idea who The Weeknd is.
Exactly. That's my point.
But right. She knows who Miley Cyrus is.
Right.
So I think Miley's more uber famous, and 81% of people agree.
Oh, good. Okay. So we gamed that one out. We were right.
Yep. Mark Wahlberg, Vin Diesel.
That one's tough because Vin Diesel, you know, he has all those Fast and Furious movies, which are hugely popular, but that's really it.
Yeah, that's all he's got. Mark's got a bunch of movies and they're all different.
Yeah, he's got movies that have won Oscars. He's got movies that are like stupid comedies. If you follow him on Instagram, he's always showing you how to work out. Mm-hmm. We have, and I'm going to drop a name again. Sorry, you and I have interviewed Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
And we could care less. He has that celebrity it. He walks into a room, you know he's there. He has that charm. He has the big head and the small body. You know, all the things that celebrities have that make you just want to know more about them.